Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 5:49. Let's rewind Total Information AM to earlier this week.
Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Recently on KMOX, we've reported on the rise in voice cloning. Some scammers are using artificial intelligence to copy voices and dupe people out of money. That's why the Federal Trade Commission recently asked for solutions, offering thousands of dollars in prize money. Well, one of the winners is right here in St. Louis, Ning Zhang with the McKelvey School of Engineering at Washington University. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
So you've proposed using an audio watermark of sorts to protect voices from cloning. Describe for our listeners in layman's terms how this would work.
So we try to turn this around. In order for attackers to clone voice, they need an audio clip from you, which identifies who you are as a person or as a speaker, right? In AI terms, that generally involve extracting the signature of the sound. What we are proposing, our solution, is to add some noise that is hidden from human, but when AI try to use it to extract the identity of the targeted person, it would be extracted to a different person. In other words, the voice embedding would be different. So we are turning this around using a technology called adversarial examples.
How have you been able to test that, Ning?
So we have recruited participants in order to... So we first asked the participant to record a clip. We put that clip through a synthesizer, and we asked other users to see if the synthesizer is correctly or closely mimicking the user. If that's the case, then we know the synthesized audio clip is good. Then we add our protection into the original audio and run through the synthesizer again and ask, does the new synthesized audio sound similar to the original one? And our test reveals that most human user consider after protection, the voice is completely different.
Can you make this technology practical for everyday use? For example, anyone who might post on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that?
That's one of the reasons motivation that we are participating in the FTC challenge is that we understand there's a gap between prototype and everyday technology, and we're working towards that. Initial results are promising. However, there are many more engineering challenges.
Could a vocal artist use it to protect their content?
I actually have been talking to the voice actors, and have been talking to the narrators. We are trying to make We're trying to make our tool accessible to them first, and then we'll slowly improve upon the feedback.
You mentioned that you used it in recordings. Obviously, for us here in the broadcasting industry, our voices go out live. Do you think at some point this could be adapted and processed so that someone couldn't use our voices off of a live broadcast?
Yes, yes. We are working towards that. Currently, we need several GPUs to make it happen in real time. So computationally, it's still quite expensive, but I think with enough engineering work, we should be able to get it done.
Could it be defeated by any other technology, Ning? Is there something out there that you know of?
That's a great question. Security is always an arms race. So I can only say we are making it more difficult to the attacker. But if there's a determined attacker, I think there's always ways to get around defense.
And of course, I guess when we're talking about artificial intelligence, it is adaptable and it learns. So, you know, would this be a technology that you would also have to keep adapting over time?
That's a great question again. As a matter of fact, because we are leveraging the core theoretical vulnerability in artificial intelligence to attack the attacker in order to protect the users, therefore the general theoretical foundation will stay the same, even though as technique evolve, we might need to evolve our technique as well. But the high level architecture and framework would be the same.
Ning, where is the prize money going, the prize award? How is that being used?
I talked to my student. I think we wanted to spend the money in making this technology more accessible to users. How exactly we'll do that, we haven't decided, but I think it would mostly go into probably hiring or setting up servers or buying resources to make it accessible for everyone.
Do you think ultimately this could be used in other applications, not just audio, but maybe video as well?
So there's another professor called Ben Zhao from University of Chicago. He's working on the image domain. In the future, I have talked to some of his students. We might want to make it into audio video collective protection. Hopefully, you know, soon in the future, we'll hear about this.
Using an audio watermark to protect voices from cloning. Ning Zhang, McKelvey School of Engineering at Washington University. Great information. We appreciate this very much. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You can always rewind KMOX on our free Odyssey app. Download it now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Be
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.